What is peace, and where does it derive from? Is it something we hold on to when we have no hope left? Many say that what they seek is peace. However, how is it that the world can be so cynical? I say this only because the world is filled with so much hate that no matter what intentions we may have, they are always seen as if they are negative. I speak of the resentment this nation had towards not just the terrorist organization Al-Qaeda, but any person with similar traits to stereotypical Muslim. Many people were subjugated to these unjust hate crimes because of the organization, and it is unbelievable how the act of one small group could cause such a huge impact on not just one, but several nations throughout the world. However, for how many people there are that hold this deep hatred for those who are different, there are those who would stand up to this injustice, and not only in the Muslim community, but in this nation as well. The attack on the 11th of September was followed by various crimes on the innocent. Crimes such as vandalism, arson, assault, shooting, harassment, and threats in numerous places were documented. During this period, many people who follow the Sikh religion were targeted. This was because the Sikh wore turbans, which were stereotypically associated with Muslims. There are several reports of verbal abuse in mosques and other religious temples, such as the firebombing of a Hindu temple. It is crimes like these that lead to nations despising each other, only leading to more violence. Not only did Americans despise Muslims, but the Indian community as well. This is all due to the many citizens from India that were being attacked and persecuted because of their physical appearance. The citizens felt it wasn't their fault, and why should they be under question? It was all thanks to the Muslims. However, the blame could not be placed on the Muslim people, but rather the radical group known as Al-Qaeda. This does not change the fact that not only Muslims were being attacked, but Indians and Sikhs as well. There are those who saw past the idea that all Muslims were responsible. People like Phyllis Rodriguez, who had befriended the mother of one of the Al-Qaeda's hijackers on September 11th. This was strange not only due to the fact that she was American, but because she lost her son in the attack on 9/11. She states that desire for peace and reconciliation is stronger than the desire for revenge. She met the mother, and immediately the woman apologized for her son's actions. She did not justify her son's ideas because she knew what he did was wrong and felt the need to apologize to all the families that had gone, that had to go through this because of the actions that her son took. Phyllis had spoken to Aisha Al-Wafi for a long time. They cried and they laughed. They really shared a bond and they became friends despite all odds. This story is a very inspirational one. It not only shows the grief of one side, but on both. And this brought two mothers together in a beautiful friendship. There was also a man named Rai Buyan, a Muslim who was shot by a white supremacist in the wake of 9/11. He had worked in a gas station, and every day he was fear-stricken and asking himself if something is going to happen to me. He feared that there would be a backlash, and one day he was working, and a man named Mark Stroman had entered and asked Rai where he was from. He then proceeded to shoot Rai with a double-barrel shotgun and was later arrested and given the death sentence. Rai had lost the ability to see in one eye, and although he had all the reasons to hate this man, he did nothing but forgive Mark for his wrongs. He felt that forgiveness was the best policy, and that was what he was taught growing up. It was Rai who had been there for Stroman at the end when he needed someone the most. This was because Stroman's family had disowned him. Rai had started a campaign so that Mark may live. He had done this through a website called World Without Hate. He felt that his death would not stop hate crimes, that it would only be a waste of a human life. This is why he decided to help this man, even though he was his assailant. When Mark heard about this, he was moved to tears and decided to change his life. This was why he was so calm when they carried the sentence. Rai wept that day This was because although he had tried so hard, he did not succeed in saving that man's life. These incidents have inspired me to become a better person, to become the kind of person that can forgive and forget. This is because to hold a grudge or any sort of hatred with you would only make not only your life miserable, but those around you. Hatred is like a disease. It spreads due to the metaphorical bacteria known as fear. People are too afraid of what might come, so they hide in their shells and seek easier ways to get through life, and hatred is just one of those many ideas. To say we cannot change might be pessimistic, but at the rate which people learn from their mistakes is a very long period of time. However, it is people like these that bring me great hope for the future, and I too dream of a world in peace, coexisting with each other without any problems.